Up next on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Joe Giuliano with PA Inquirer.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Good.
There are a lot of positive reports coming from State College about Juwan Johnson, Coach Gaddis, and some of your players, and I just wondered what have you seen from Juwan in spring ball to this point, and what do you like most about what he's been able to do?
You know, he just has taken a very mature approach, very aggressive approach all off season. You know, it's kind of like he redshirted as a freshman, then played a little bit as a true freshman, and now he kind of has it figured out, you know, what he needs to do to be successful, you know, with our team. What does he need to do to have a bigger role? You know, what are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? You know, and he's a mature guy and he's a smart guy. So, you know, he's really, you know, really just kind of made a, you know, significant jump from the end of the season to now. And it's been kind of him identifying, you know, what his strengths and weaknesses are with conversations with his position coach as well as myself, and say I'm gonna work hard at those areas and make these weaknesses strengths. And he's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and I think we all know he's got some physical, kind of some special physical abilities, and it's all starting to come together for him right now.
And a follow-up, if I may, we've heard some reports about John Reed. Would you be able to clarify whether he's going to be playing at all this year? And if not, who is expected to take his spot in the secondary?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about practice. I'm happy to talk about guys, that are practicing right now. I'm happy to talk about, the upcoming season. But as you know, I don't get into those types of specifics.
Fair enough. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Steve McGargy with Associated Press.
I was just wondering, with all the spring games that are on television now, as a staff, do y'all watch spring games involving teams who are going to play in the fall? And if so, do y'all ever get anything out of that, or is it so vanilla that you don't really get any sort of benefit from it?
Yeah, I think everybody probably tapes those games and looks at them and, gets an idea of personnel. I think it's probably the most valuable if you have a coordinator change, to look at those things. But if not, it's another piece of information, but you don't get a whole lot out of it. You know, people are running their base offense, base defense, in spring, and not necessarily everybody thinks it's because you're trying to hide things. I think that's probably part of it, but it's probably more so you're just running base offense and defense because you're just trying to get better fundamentally. And, you're not running stuff to attack the defense or attack the offense. That's game plan specific. You know, I don't want my defense coordinator game planning to beat my offense coordinator and vice versa. You know, we're focused on Penn State getting better in the spring and focusing on us. So, there's some value. I think everybody probably tries to get those games and take a peek at them and look at depth charts and those types of things. But, I wouldn't say that they're very impactful.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Doing well. You're in a situation where you've got a quarterback in Trace and a running back in Saquon that are probably going to be in that Heisman discussion come fall. What makes those two guys so equipped to handle probably the hype and expectations that are going to come with it next year?
Well, first of all, because we don't really kind of spend a whole lot of time talking about it. We're focused on, team success. And with team success will come some individual recognition. We understand that. But I think those guys understand, they want to do everything they possibly can to help this team win. Saquon's never come and talk to me about touches and those types of things. It's all about winning. And, when your best players are your best guys and your best leaders, you got a chance. So we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about it. I mean, it's not like we're putting our head in the sand and not aware of some of the things that are going on out there. And, It's not that we're not aware of, we're excited that some of these guys are part of these conversations. But, you know, for us, it's just focused on what do we got to do to be the best football team we possibly can be next year. And everything else will take care of itself.
Has anything changed with those two guys in terms of making you guys better? Coming off, obviously, I mean, it's got to be a little bit different knowing that, you know, you won the Big Ten championship last year.
Yeah, but, you know, again, what I would probably say, though, is, you know, one of the things that we've talked about as a staff, we've talked about the players a lot, is those experiences last year are important and are valuable. I mean, I was concerned last year that we were playing Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, and we had never had one player, you know, be a part of that game before, where Wisconsin, most of their roster had been a part of that game. So, you know, that experience is valuable. So how do we take all those experiences that we had last year, you know, playing in the Rose Bowl game, playing in the Big Ten championship game, playing on those types of stages, how do we take those experiences and learn from them and grow from them, and they become a positive resource with us not losing our identity, blue-collar, hard-nosed, focus on preparation, and not taking anything for granted. We got to, you know, none of those wins, none of those points, none of those tackles or turnovers are going to, you know, transfer to this year. So we got to rebuild this thing from the ground up and approach it that way. You know, so that's what we've been talking about. Again, being aware of those things and identifying those things, but, you know, making sure that we stay true to who we are and our core values and core beliefs.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, James. This question kind of piggybacks on Bill's. How different is the vibe this year, having had success you had last year? This program for so many years had to dig out of a hole. Now you're at the top of the Big Ten. How do you sustain that? How do you avoid complacency?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I think, you know, when people bring up the word complacency, I think that's a positive thing, because that means you've done something. You've got to a certain point as a program. So I think externally, that people that are, you know, talking about those things, that means in some ways you've become a part of a different discussion now. So I think that's positive. But for us, it goes back to, I guess, kind of what I just said is, you know, none of those things from last year matter this year. None of those wins, none of those points, none of those things transfer. So, you know, we got to build it all over again. I mean, we were one of the youngest teams in college football last year. We only had one senior on offense and only three on defense. So we got a lot of guys coming back that have, you know, had big contributions on this team, significant contributions on this team. And, you know, and those experiences are going to be helpful. And, you know, I think our coaching staff and the players understand, you know, who we want to be and where we want to go. But we got a lot of heavy lifting still to do. I mean, you know, the programs that we want to compete with, they've been having these types of years consistently over the last 5 to 10 years. And for us, you know, we had a nice year last year, but we still got a long ways to go in every area. And I think that's just how we're approaching it.
Everyone knows that you have a star running back, star quarterback, very good players at some other positions. What are the biggest questions in your mind that's going to determine whether you can sustain and build on last year's success?
Well, I think the exciting part is, you know, Saquon Barkley and even Trace, to a degree, had a lot of that success, and, you know, they did it behind an offensive line that was still growing and maturing. When I got the job, we only had 9 scholarship offensive linemen after moving 2 defensive linemen over to O-line. So, you know, we're at a different point now. We got, you know, 17 scholarship offensive linemen. We have more depth. We're bigger. We're stronger. You know, so we're just in a different situation. So to me, the exciting thing is that, you know, those guys have the chance to play behind what I think has a chance to be a much improved offensive line compared to our first 3 years here. So, you know, that's exciting. You know, question marks, there's a lot of question marks all across the country at this point. You know, you're still trying to kind of find out what your best 11 is on each side of the ball. There's a lot of competition going on. You got some new faces coming in, mid-semester grads, whatever it may be, and how much are those guys going to factor in, as well as the true freshmen coming in. So, you know, we had an identity last year on offense, defense, and special teams. You know, our identity will probably be a little bit different this year. It always is. You know, but again, I think we got a really good foundation to build on.
Thanks, James.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.